Hello, everyone. I'm Dominique Johnson Lindsay, and welcome to the Active Listener Podcast by Lightspeed. For the past 3 decades, Lightspeed has journeyed with educators and tech experts across school districts. With our Active Listener Podcast, we are bringing the stories and experiences of our customers, education experts, and our own team members on how listening is foundational to education. Tune in as we amplify these vital voices and understand more about the people shaping the future of education. We hope every podcast listen will be a learning opportunity with Active Listener.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today and coming back for another episode of Active Listener Podcast. So I have a really, really special guest today. So before we get started, I want to let my guest introduce herself.
Hi, my name is Azalea. I am 14 and I am in eighth grade. And I go to Le Monde Immersion, which is a French immersion school.
Perfect. So Azalea is joining us because, of course, we know at Lightspeed, we do a lot. Our products do a lot when it comes to supporting kids in the classroom. We support all children, but of course, we kind of started off with supporting those kids that are hard of hearing. So having Azalea join us today is so special because she does have some experience with our system, but she also has some experience with hearing loss. So I feel like this was a great opportunity for us to just hear a first-person account of what it is like to be in the classroom with somebody growing up and doing so many amazing things. So to kick off the questions, I'm going to start off just at the top. Tell me what your day-to-day sounds like. Like, what do you hear the most? And is there anything that you kind of still have problems hearing, even though you have, like, hearing aids and devices?
My day-to-day looks like, you know, I wake up and then I do, a couple things, and then I put my hearing aids on shortly after. And I don't know, like, what noise I would say I hear the most, but a lot of, like, I'd say cars passing by and, like, people walking and people talking and all the, also, like, really, like, small little sounds, like the wind and the leaves that I don't think people pay attention to as much.
Gotcha. That is definitely true. I feel like there's so much we tune out on a day-to-day basis. So to hear that you hear all these smaller things is so unique, because I think I'm so used to hearing these loud noises like a car horn or, you know, something like that. So I know, you know, you suffer with this hearing loss, you know, pretty much your entire life as you would know it. You're really young. What do you think, from your perspective, people misunderstand the most about hearing loss?
I believe that people don't understand how much I and other people like me pay attention to the little details, like someone ruffling in their bag or someone dropping a pencil or moving their desk. Like, I don't think people understand that, like, I pay attention to those little details as much as they probably don't, so.
That makes sense. And again, I think we're just kind of tuned out of everything. And so I think it is very special that you get to hear everything. I also think, do you notice that people are a bit more fidgety? You talked about, like, people kind of rustling through bags. Do you notice that people are really fidgety?
Yeah.
I can believe it. I'm definitely a fidgeter. I do a lot with my nails and, like, a lot of, like, toe tapping. So I'm sure you're like, oh my goodness, this girl, she makes a lot of noise. So in school, are there things that you share with the teachers or students so they can understand, like, how to help you and support you while you're in the classroom?
When I was in elementary school, at the beginning of every year, I would have a little PowerPoint presentation and I would explain, like, how my hearing aids work and how to use a microphone. And so I would do that every year at the beginning. And then I kind of stopped doing that. But if there were any new teachers, I would explain to them at the beginning of class, like, how to use it.
Gotcha. I think that's so unique because Self-advocacy is something that people don't really learn always until later in life. So the fact that you are speaking up about this in elementary school is amazing. Also, the fact that you could do anything with PowerPoint is amazing because I work with older people and they still don't get PowerPoint. When you did those presentations, was there anything that people kind of felt like was eye-opening to them? Like, oh, wow, I'll make sure to do this now that you told me.
One of the things that's really important for me is when you are talking to me, I need you to be face-to-face with me because I am really good at reading lips. And so if you're not facing me, it's really hard for me to understand what you're trying to say. And another thing that's really important for me is sitting in front of the class or close to the teacher so I can hear them better.
Gotcha. That's interesting because, of course, we talk about those type of things all the time at Lightspeed, even for children that don't have those hearing concerns. So that kind of brings up a good point, and that is about technology. I know you talked about your hearing aid, so I definitely want to kind of dive into that and talk about, but what technology and tools help you experience sound and how do you use them? Like, are they really easy to use?
What I'm using right now is called an EDU mic, and it's a small little mic that the teacher like clips onto their like teacher or something, and it's their voice goes straight to my hearing aids, and it's pretty easy to use. You just have to turn it on and then give it to the teacher, and then
there you go. Gotcha. Do you have to remind your teacher sometime to like make sure they turn it on?
Yeah, and also turn it off.
Yeah, you can hear the sidebar conversations. That makes a lot of sense. So what do you think? I know we kind of talked about this from your perspective, but as far as advocating for, you know, students across the board, what do you think is most important for teachers to know when working with students that may have some kind of hearing loss?
To not face the board when they are talking, because that's really hard to hear what they're trying to, like, when they're trying to explain the lesson, it's hard to hear when their back is faced to you. Or they need to repeat once they are facing you again what they just said.
Gotcha. Yeah. I think a lot of people just, that flies directly over their head. Like, they would not realize they need to do that. I think we just do so many things by force of habit that we don't think about that. So that's a good tip. So I kind of already know this answer, which is why I wanted to ask this question, but how do you think hearing loss has affected your social life and or your relationship with your peers at school?
For me, I'm really good like one-on-one, but when it comes to big groups and the two different conversations going on, it's really hard for me to pay attention to one or the other because there will be like a funny joke in one conversation, but not the other one. And so I really struggle in those kind of environments.
Gotcha. Also, I know that you have some hobbies that I think are so great and unique. So tell me, what do you do in your free time?
I really enjoy journaling, and I also love to do puzzles and dance. And I also play the piano.
I love it. So talk about your experience playing piano with hearing loss. Do you feel like it's easier or do you think it's harder?
I like kind of had both. Like I feel like it's easier now, I say, but I do have times where I kind of struggle a bit, but I think it's easier now.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So of course you talked about so much about the classroom layout and all this different stuff. So knowing everything that you know, if you had to design the perfect classroom, what would it look like?
I think it would be like not too small, not too big, like kind of a medium size. And the like fan or heater that would be kind of like in the back or something. There would be like a microphone or something so the teacher can, like, I don't know, clip it on or hold it to, like, speak. And then there would be tennis balls on the chairs, so when the chairs move, it's not too loud. Yeah.
I love it. And now I'm going to think about that every time I, like, move anything. Like, oh, my God, we're making too much noise. I feel like you are, of course, I will always say the way you came onto my radar was, of course, through the VP of marketing here at Lightspeed, Lisa Parker. And she kind of just let me see one of the previous stories that you did when you talked about your experience and just growing up with hearing loss. And so that's one of the main reasons that I wanted to talk to you, because you just already had so much brilliant to say in that interview. One thing that I thought was unique in that interview was you shared a message about, you know, what's something you like to share with other, with like teachers or something like that. So this time I wanted to say something different, and that's what message or advice you would share with other children who have some type of hearing loss and may be struggling in school. What would you tell them?
My advice is to always make sure that their friends and or teachers know to face them when they are talking, because if they are good at reading lips, it's really important for you to be facing someone and not to talk too loud as well, because that can really hurt your ears.
I know we're way ahead of the curve. You're right at the beginning of, you know, figuring things out a little bit more. But do you have any idea of what you want to be when you grow up?
I'm still not fully sure, but I do really enjoy dancing. So maybe I want to look into that. And I also am into journaling. So maybe I would like to be a journalist.
Well, if journalism ever transforms into marketing, because we are adjacent, you know, definitely let us know. We can always use more hands in the marketing department. I feel like there's no shortage. There's no abundance of marketers that we could always use more. Okay.
Okay.
So my last question, I love to ask this question. I ask it to every guest that joins the podcast, and that is, what is your favorite sound in the world?
It's really hard for me to pick, but one of my favorite sounds is when you're ironing and then you like take it off and a little, it's such a like kind of calming sound, and I really enjoy that.
I love that. And your answer is so unique. So you are the first person to ever say that. So that is so unique. So I want to thank you so much for joining us today. I thought this was so good. This is one of my favorite conversations to date, and I think it's so interesting. I think our listeners will love to hear this perspective. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
That's all for today's Active Listener. Thanks for tuning in. Share your comments on this episode on our Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn social media pages. You can visit our website at lightspeed-tech.com to learn more about our mission to ensure every student hears every word. And subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Until next time, let your listening be as active as your learning.